We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hello, I'm Hallie.
Let's hear a song.
And you can sing along.
Do any of you have wiggly teeth?
I do.
Well, then this is a great song for you.
I got a tooth that's wiggly, really, really wiggly. A tooth that's jiggly, really, really jiggly. I twist it, I turn it.
Going to hear the story of a prophet named Elijah.
He was a man who trusted God.
God spoke to him
and guided him.
God protected him
and took care of his needs.
The story is found in the book of 1 Kings.
The people in the kingdom had turned away from God.
They were worshiping the gods of Baal.
God's prophet Elijah told King Ahab that there would be a drought in his kingdom.
There would be no rain or dew until Elijah gave the word.
We will see how God taught them that he was the only God to worship.
God was punishing the people, but he would take care of Elijah.
God spoke to Elijah and told him to go to a valley east of the Jordan River.
God told him to drink from the brook.
And he told Elijah that he had ordered the ravens to feed him.
Have you ever had a bird bring you food to eat?
No.
Wasn't that a pretty amazing thing?
Yeah.
Elijah did what he was told, and the birds brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
Sometime later, the brook dried up, and once again the Lord spoke to him.
The Lord told Elijah to go to another town.
The Lord had commanded a widow in that town to give him food and drink.
When Elijah arrived, he found a woman at the town gate gathering sticks. He asked her to give him some bread and a drink.
She replied, "As surely as the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug."
She said she was gathering sticks to take home and make a meal for herself and her son so that they would eat one last time and then die.
Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and then make some for yourself and your son.
for this is what the Lord said.
Elijah told her, "The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord gives us rain on this land."
She went away and did as Elijah told her.
And just as the Lord promised, there was food every day for Elijah and the woman and her family.
God was meeting their needs.
More valuable are you than the birds.
Do not worry. Do, do, do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Consider the lilies and how they grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of them.
Do not worry. Do, do, do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Who of you, by worrying, can add an hour to your life? Since you can do this very little thing, before you worry, think twice.
Do not worry. Do, do, do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
And let's get back to the story.
Sometime later, the son of the woman who had been taking care of Elijah became ill.
He grew worse and worse until one day he stopped breathing.
The woman went to Elijah and said, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come here to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" she cried.
"Give me your son," Elijah replied, and he took him from her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his bed.
Then he cried out to the Lord.
"O Lord, my God, you have brought a tragedy on this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die."
Then Elijah stretched himself out on the boy 3 times and cried to the Lord.
"O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him."
The Lord heard Elijah's cry and the boy's life returned to him.
He was alive.
Elijah picked up the child and carried him down and gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive."
The woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth."
So, what did you learn from this amazing story?
I learned that God can do anything that he wants to do. If he wants to bring a boy back to life, he can do it.
That's right. And if he wants to have the birds feeding Elijah, he can do that too.
I learned that God is in control of life and death.
He sure is.
That he's faithful.
Mm-hmm. Alexa.
And on that note, that we should be faithful to God, too.
That's right. Hannah.
I learned that God will never break his promise.
That is absolutely right, and that's what our next song is all about.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will
trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Talk about God's power helping Elijah, God's power bringing that young boy back to life. And in God's power, he brought his own son life.
Jesus died and was raised from the dead into God's heavenly kingdom.
He will reign forever and ever.
And all who believe in him will not perish.
They will have eternal life.
Let's pray.
Dear Father, your power is amazing. You can bring life into a boy, and you can conquer death by sending your son Jesus to save a sinful world. We put our trust in you. We put our faith in you, the only true God. We praise you. We thank you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168 Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
We hope that you will learn from this story. And remember, God will take care of you.
God will never break his promise. See you next time.
Praise the Lord. Bless you.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.